In the artist studio, a dress is being created. Now, let's see if we can get a word with the artist. Artist, what's your name?
Emily.
And what are you drawing?
A dress.
Can you tell us a bit more about the dress?
The dress is called Mouse, and the mouse wearing the dress is called Dress.
Okay, and who's making the dress?
A cat called Coco, who makes amazing cocoa cake.
All right. So Coco the cat makes amazing cocoa cake, as well as making a dress called Mouse for a mouse called Dress.
Yeah.
And what's the dress made of?
Lavender and silk.
Lavender and silk. That's an amazing combination. I don't think a dress has ever been made of lavender and milk. Sorry, silk.
Silk.
Well, lavender and milk would be a very wet dress, wouldn't it? But lavender and silk. Goodness me. And then you're giving it all kinds of colours as well. And is this the kind of dress that Dress the Mouse will wear every day? Or is it a dress for special occasions? Is it a dress for going down to the shops? Is it a dress for only driving in when she's driving in her car? When will...
It's a dress for only wearing once. Otherwise, if you wear it a second time, it will explode.
It's an exploding dress if you wear it a second time?
Yeah.
Goodness me. Why is it an exploding dress? I've never heard of an exploding lavender and silk dress. And how does the dress know that you're not wearing it for a second time, or that it doesn't get confused and it thinks that when you're putting it on for the first time that you're putting it on for the second time?
Because it has a little video camera that looks at you putting on the dress for the first time and for the second time.
Oh, I see. And then if it sees you putting the dress on for a second time, then it goes kaboom.
Yeah.
Now, what happens if it isn't Dress the Mouse putting on the dress for the second time?
If it's another creature putting it on for a second time, it'll still explode.
Okay, so you can...
Because that means the dress will be put on twice.
Okay. So nobody is allowed to wear the same dress twice. And in fact, no dress made by Coco the cat can be worn twice. So it's a very unique experience, isn't
she
it?
She only trusts Mouse, so... Because Mouse is her best friend, and... I mean, Dress is her best friend. And...
So just to clarify, the mouse is called Dress. Dress is the best friend of Coco the cat, who makes amazing cocoa cake, as well as a dress called Mouse. And Coco the cat trusts Dress the Mouse to only wear Mouse the dress once.
Yes.
Okay. Phew. Now, what do you do then with your dress once you've worn it? Because you can't wear it again, so what would you do?
You will have to return it, and then Coco will put it in a paper shredder. If you don't put it in a paper shredder in 30 seconds, it'll turn into a huge monster.
Goodness me, that's a very dangerous dress.
So you have to put it in a paper shredder in less than 30 seconds when you have the dress.
Okay, that story is even exciting our dog, who's called Keela. Okay, so now, does that mean when you take the dress off for the first time, and the last time, that 30 seconds after taking it off, you have to put it into a shredder?
Yeah.
Goodness me. And what if you don't have a paper shredder in your bedroom?
Well, then you have to run down the street to Coco and tell her to shred the piece of the dress before it's too late and they're all killed.
Blimey, that's a bit dark and grim. It's not a very happy ending, so you really have to make sure that you get to Coco the cat. Maybe what you should do is actually take the dress off in Coco the cat's studio. That's probably the best thing to do, isn't it?
But there's a catch about the dress.
Well, there's another catch. What's that?
You can only wear the dress for 4 hours.
Oh my goodness, it gets worse. So you can wear the dress for 4 hours, you can only wear it once for 4 hours, and you have to take it off, and 30 seconds after taking it off, you have to put it in a paper shredder.
Yes. It's a very complicated dress, that's why bad guys wouldn't want to steal it.
That is genius. What a great, great security system to have. Yeah, I think that's a genius idea. Well, that looks like an incredibly beautiful dress. We should have a picture of that with this audio boo. Right, well, have you got anything else to say about the dress, or is that the end of the story?
No, it isn't. That was just the blurb.
No, it's just the sales blurb. I like it. It's a great sales blurb. So you'd have an advert that would go, buy an exclusive Coco the Cat dress. Only wear it once for 4 hours. It's unique to you. And it has special properties that will make it very easy for you to take the dress off, because I think you'd be quite motivated, wouldn't you, if you only had 30 seconds. You'd be very quick to take the dress off after 4 hours.
Can I tell the story?
Oh, there's a story. Go on, then.
I don't have a story.
Well, do you know what? You've already created a wonderful story. You've already created a fantastic story about the dress, and you've drawn the dress while you were
really?
Talking. Yes. I think people listening to this, I think people listening to this will be quite surprised to hear about a dress that you can only wear once for 4 hours before it explodes, and you have to take it off, and within 30 seconds of taking it off, you have to put it through a paper shredder, and that the dress is called Mouse, and it's designed for a mouse called Dress, and it's made by Coco the Cat, who also makes great cocoa cake. Phew, that's a great story. I think we'll end it.
Wow. Who thought of that?
You did.
Oh.
Okay.
Fooled you.
You fooled me. I don't think you did. I think you created a great story. Should we say goodbye to everybody?
Bye-bye.